zoning map from an AR1 agriculture residential district to an HR RPC, high density residential district, residential plan community. For a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, for land lying south of Route 16, east of Route 30, and west of the town limits of the town of Milton. To be located on 226.41 acres, more or less. In reference to this application, Mr. Burton stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of change zone 1618 for North Milton Development Group 2 and 1630 Ventures LLC for a change of zone from AR1 Agriculture Residential to HR RPC based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, the proposed HR RPC project meets the purpose of the zoning ordinance and it protects the orderly growth of the county. Two, HR zoning is appropriate for the site because central water and sewer will be available. Three, the RPC designation is appropriate for this parcel of land because the purpose of an RPC is to encourage large-scale development as a means of, to create superior living environments and the use of design ingenuity while protecting existing and future use. Four, according to the 2002 Sussex County Comprehensive Plan Update, the property that is the subject of this application is identified for the purpose of future land use development as being in a developing area. Five, the applicant has proposed to create a homeowners association to enforce deed restrictions and maintenance throughout the entire project. As such, this project will contain many integrated neighborhoods all under one common development scheme. Six, the proposed project will be part of the larger North Milton Villages of Elizabethtown community that provides multiple housing designs, retention of natural and open space features, outdoor recreation, inclusion of neighborhood retail areas as part of a master plan community. This proposed project will provide a transitional residential community between the developing areas of the town of Milton and the agriculture area surrounding it. Project will comply with all agriculture use requirements, including buffer setbacks and other agriculture use restrictions. Seven, the applicant has proposed to have proposed a phasing plan for the project that will integrate the project into the area without significant negative effects. Eight, the applicants have favorably addressed all the items set forth in section 99-9C of the subdivision ordinance as part of its RPC presentation. Nine, according to the strategies for state policies and spending, virtually all the property associated with this application falls within investment levels 1 and 2 because the proposed development is located nearly entirely within level 1 and level 2 areas, which the state has already targeted for development and infrastructure investment. The Office of State Planning Coordination has endorsed the proposed project. 10, the location of the proposed development provides convenient access to major roadways, including Route 1, Route 30, and Route 16, as well as orderly and efficient access to existing residential and commercial areas in the town of Milton. 11, all utility facilities will be designed to comply with applicable state and county requirements. 12, because the development will be the result of a comprehensive and coordinated system of maintenance oversight and management, including maintenance obligations for all open space areas, buffers, amenities, stormwater management areas, streets, sidewalks, etc. The proposed development is superior to the development of this land in smaller, separate, and unrelated subdivisions. 13, the development will provide extensive active and passive recreation areas such as swimming pools, basketball and tennis courts, fields for softball and soccer, a community center, parks, multi-use trails, sidewalks, and streetlight. 14, the proposed development is designed to minimize environmental impacts in addition to the master plan water and sewer systems. Stormwater management facilities will be designed and operated in accordance with all county ordinances and DENREC regulations and will utilize best management practices. Buffers will be provided from all wetland areas and no wetland areas are located within any lot lines. In addition, extensive areas of existing woodlands will be preserved. 15, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. One, the maximum number of dwelling units shall not exceed 1,004, of which no less than 550 shall be single family lots or detached townhouses. Two, except for community civic facilities, there shall be no commercial uses within the RPC. Within the RPC, there shall be adequate space set aside and dedicated for public use to serve the residents of this project and the residents of the county. The location of this space shall be shown on the master plan. 3, the construction of the entire project shall be phased over a period of 15 years with no more than 200 building permits being permitted within any given calendar year, commencing on the date of final approval of this application by Sussex County Council. 4, site plan review is required for the master plan in each phase of the proposed development, including the location of curb, sidewalk, street lights, and all buffers. 5, no more than 250 building permits shall be issued for residential units within the proposed development before a definitive location and all infrastructure improvements required to support a public safety building for fire, police, and medical services are made available within the proposed development. The location and size of this area shall be coordinated with these service providers and shown on the master plan. 6, as proposed by the developer shall set aside approximately 30 acres within the proposed development adjacent to the existing school district property for the future use of the local school district. 7, all entrances, intersection, roadway, and multimodal improvements shall be constructed as required by DLDOT. Interior street design, including curb, sidewalks, and street lighting, shall be in accordance with or exceed Sussex County street design requirements. 8, recreational facilities for each separate phase of the development as indicated in the phasing plan for the development shall be constructed and open to use by the residents of that phase prior to the issuance of any building permit for any subsequent phase of the development. 9, the RPC shall be served by a wastewater treatment facility and collection system built and maintained in accordance with the requirements of DNRAC and all other federal and state and local agencies. 10, the RPC shall be served by central water system, providing adequate drinking water and fire protection as required by applicable regulations. 11, central gas service for development shall be permitted subject to approval by the Office of State Fire Marshal and other agencies having jurisdiction. The location of any storage tank shall be shown on the master site plan. 12, stormwater management and erosion and sediment control shall be constructed in accordance with applicable state and county requirements. Best management practices shall be used in the operation and maintenance of the systems. 13, state and federal wetlands shall not be included in individual lots. State and federal wetlands shall be maintained as non-disturbance areas except as may be authorized by valid federal or state permit. 14, a set of comprehensive covenants and restrictions shall be recorded, and a master homeowners or condominium association shall be formed with subsidiary homeowners or condominium associations for each sub-community within the development to provide for proper management and governance of the entire development, including perpetual obligation for the upkeep, maintenance, repair, and replacement of all streets, sidewalks, buffers, stormwater management facilities, passive and active open spaces, recreational facilities, and other common areas. 15, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Departments. 16, agricultural buffers shall be provided by applicable state and county requirements. The location of these buffers shall be shown on all site plans. 17, the agriculture use notice shall be included in all restrictive covenants and condominium declarations. 18, the applicant shall coordinate and cooperate with the local school district's transportation manager to establish school bus stop areas. The areas of these bus stops with the approval of the local district shall be shown on the master site plan. 19, the applicant shall coordinate and cooperate with the state and county emergency preparedness offices to develop and implement an emergency evacuation plan. 20, as stated by the applicant, subject to DLDOT's approval, the developer shall pave the shoulders on both sides of Route 30 to ensure the safe passage of farming equipment. 21, all single-family lots within the development shall be no less than 7,500 square feet in size and no less than 60 feet wide. 22, the location of all moderately priced housing units, MPHUs, shall be shown on each of the site plans, including the master plan and phasing plans. The moderately priced housing units shall be coordinated through the Sussex County Office of Community Development. There shall be a total of at least 400 MPHUs located within this RPC and change zone 1617. 23, subject to DLDOT's approval, all construction entrances shall be from Route 30. 24, DART shall be consulted prior to submission of the master plan with the location of the potential DART transportation stops shown on the master plan. There was a motion, a second, and carried unanimously to forward this application to the Sussex County Council with a recommendation that this application be approved. for the reasons and with the conditions stated. Motion carried 5-0. That's all I have, gentlemen.
Questions or comments, Mr. Cole?
Lawrence, in number three, the clarify this, where it says commencing on the final date of the application they get by Sussex County Council, there's no more than 200 building permits a year. So if this council approves this one like they've done the other, that means it starts today or tomorrow?
It would be based on final approval of this application by council. It would be date based on the date of the signature of the final plan, just like we do a subdivision.
Coming at us after P&Z gets done with it, you mean?
Right.
Okay, it doesn't mean today. That's what I'm trying to figure out, because it might take them a couple years.
It might take a couple years to get started, sure.
Right, so it won't kick in until P&Z gets done with it.
Right.
Okay.
It would be the same on the other, on 16, 17.
Okay, I was just curious about that. Okay.
Mr. Phillips?
Yep.
Mr. Rogers?
When this verbatim from the last one, exactly?
It's basically the same, but there's a couple little changes. The one referencing the property for the school, the 30 acres was one. The numbers change as far as the number of units being 1,004 and with no less than 550 for single family lots and detached.
So the same thing for number 8 again, right?
And that number, I'm going to make sure that number is the same.
Number 20.
Number 8 was it's conditioned in conditional use 1724 and 1725. It would now be on number 9 on this one.
Okay. Anything else, Mr. Rogers?
No, sir.
Mr. Jones?
I'll just bring up again the lot size. We're going to duplicate it, it's the same application. 25.
Where's that on this one?
20.
Number 21, excuse me. I got my
21. You want to reduce that to 75 or 4,500 feet like the other one?
Yeah.
Sure he does.
No, there's not much need to take a vote. Is there a consensus to do that?
Mm-hmm.
To have three votes?
Yeah.
One, two?
Yes.
Two? Three?
Three.
Three's gone. Okay. Anything else? Read the title.
An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a HR-RPC high-density residential district, residential plan community for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 226.41 acres more or less with stated amendments.
One question, Mr. Lank. I lost my paper. I've got some money up here. The other one we said back talking about the spray irrigation. As in CU 1724, 1725, is that?
Code number 9.
Number 9?
Nine this time.
So we're doing it, same thing there.
Right.
Just don't want to miss it this time.
And the only other change in this case would be in number 21, you revised
21,
it to
4,500. Okay, I need a motion.
So moved.
I have a motion, Mr. Rogers, seconded by Mr. Phillips to approve CZ 1618 with the number 9 amended and number 21 amended. Mr. Cole?
Same reasons as before. It's excessive government, excessive not only government, but excessive development, especially in the impacts it's going to have on Milton. And I don't believe it is orderly growth. It's too much, too fast, too quick. And probably emphasizes another reason why we probably need to go to impact fees, because of the impacts this development, as others that this council has approved, in the same area on roads, schools, emergency services, etc. So my vote is no.
Mr. Phillips?
Based on the record and unanimous recommendation of planning and zoning with the modest modifications by county council to the conditions, I vote yes.
Mr. Rogers?
I vote yes.
Mr. Jones?
I vote yes also, William
Manning. My vote is yes. Based on the recommendation of the planning and zoning, motion's carried. Thanks. Read the title, Mr. Trellis, for CU 1724.
An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a sewage treatment plant to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 74.61 acres more or less.
Need a motion?
Make a motion we approve CU 1724 with the 9 conditions.
I have a motion, Mr. Jones, seconded by
second.
Mr. Phillips to approve CU 1724 with the 9 conditions. Questions on the motion? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried. Next one, Mr. Phillips.
Ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for land application of sludge, treated sludge, or any material containing these materials by spray irrigation to be located on a certain parcel of land lying in Bean and Broadkill and Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 1,739.779 acres, more or less.
Make a motion we approve CU 1725 with the six conditions, leading number four and number five off of the P&Z's recommendation.
Seven.
Be seven.
I'm sorry, Ross. Thank you.
I have a motion by Mr. Jones, seconded by
second.
Mr. Phillips, to approve CU 1725 with the seven conditions. Number four and five has been deleted, as we so stated a while ago. Any questions on the motion? Being none, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried. Gentlemen, I thank you for your patience today. I thank you for being, most of the time, being good boys. I appreciate it so much. I invite you to dinner tonight at 5 o'clock out to the West Complex, and I'll treat you. Additional business. Be sure and bring your copy of the land use plan that had been handed last week.
My name is Dan Kramer. I want to congratulate you guys.
Thank you.
Number one, he got his ordinance through, which makes sense. And the idiot over here says, oh, no, we can't have that.
Mr. Duke.
Just wait a minute.
Mr. Duke.
I'm going to say it.
Correct
him.
I'm going to tell you. I'm going to say it. He can get on the radio, and he can lie like a sieve, and he can walk in here and lie.
Take
every time he turns around, he's a liar, and he always will be a liar because he doesn't know what the truth is.
Mr. Duke, as far as
having these guys here, I'm going to tell you what. They got it made.
Call the deputy.
Mr. Kramer,
don't invite
we
him
haven't
up
had that kind of outrage all day, but you had an opportunity. Any additional business?
Anybody, come on.
I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Because he is not smarter than a fifth grader.
I have a motion to adjourn by Mr. Phillips, seconded by Mr. Jones. All in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, so carried.
Well,
cut that thing off.